Yeah, this guy just caught me so by surprise.
Okay, let's we do it. All right, we ready? We ready? We ready?
We're ready. We're ready. We're ready.
You
We're
go,
ready.
buddy.
Welcome back,
Two of the
boys.
boys been notified.
Podcast.
Yeah, 2021, y'all. Happy New Year, guys.
Let's say, yeah, just to start off by saying Happy New Year, guys, and hopefully everything has been going on, you know, starting well.
Yeah. Happy New Year, 2021. Off to a great start, hopefully, for everyone. I want to say thank you, especially to everybody for subscribing. We have passed 100. We're at, where are we at right now? We are at
110.
110 subscribers. 110. This is all thanks to you guys. Thank you so much. You guys are supporting us. We look at everything. We're like, yo, this is crazy. Just it's been a year now since we've done the podcast. And just looking at where we started from in a year ago till now, like it's just amazing. Like the people that we've like subscribed that know us, like people that like talk to us like about the podcast, like it's amazing to see.
Yeah, the people that know us that didn't subscribe, I hate you guys, but you know, but I'll take your phone to do it for myself.
Slowly, slowly, everyone will hopefully subscribe slowly.
Yeah, it's my cousins. I know you guys haven't subscribed yet, but I'm gonna kick your ass. I want to see you.
But yeah, no, we appreciate all the support. We appreciate everything you guys, you know, like spread the word around, all that kind of stuff. We appreciate everything. So thank you so much, yo. You got
This
something
is where my
coming?
ear effect comes in.
Can you say it? Can you just say it? All right, I think I'm just gonna say it right here. So now
Oh, okay.
it's
Okay.
2021. We are trying to make bigger moves on the podcast. So what we have here for you guys all is if you have not subscribed yet, now is the time to subscribe. So about what was it, a month ago, November, I posted a poll on my Instagram thing about if I should grow my beard out to the end of December. And a lot of people said, yo, grow the beard out. It's been growing. Okay. I haven't touched this thing. It's been growing since. Now December's gone. We're in 2021. Now what do I do with this? So the challenge is if we're able to hit 200 subscribers on the YouTube page, I will.
Wait, drum roll.
I will shave my whole entire beard off. That is
want to see this guy's naked face? Get to 200 subscribers.
200 subscribers in the month after this video drops. So starting tomorrow, you have 1 month. If you're able to hit 200 subscribers, I will shave the whole beard off. You mean like clean shave, like you'll see skin. That's it. This is all coming off.
Oh,
So
yeah.
this is
This guy
on you.
cares about it.
This is on you guys, so hit that subscribe button. You know, get your mom's phone, get your dad's phone, get your brother, sister, next door neighbors, you'll get their phone. Hit that subscribe button.
Kidnap people's phones if you gotta do it, or kidnap, I don't know, just do what you gotta do and do it. Don't tell me how you did, just do it. You know, right?
Hit that subscribe button. Once you reach 200 subscribers, then the fate of my beard is in your hands, yo. The fate of my beard. If you hit 200, this is all gone.
If we hit 400, Hart Summers, he's gonna go bald. So, same. I'm just saying.
But yeah, this is a challenge for you guys. You know, like new year, new challenge. I thought we just started off this way. I mean, hey, you know what? If we get more interactions like that, I'm fine with it. Like, let's do it, yo. I'm down. Let's do this.
We should do like another poll, and then let's see again. And yeah, this guy's beard's coming off. I'm just saying, all right, just make sure you guys do it. I want to see
Yeah.
this guy's beardless.
Yeah, I want to see this guy's chin, bro.
Yo, man. Yo, I can't even remember the last time I've gone clean shave. Like, it's been such a long time. I've always had my beard. And I've been growing it out now too. So it's just like I'm kind of attached to it right now because I've been growing it out. But hey, you know what? I'm just trying to make this thing fun for everyone. So just make it fun, yo. Like if we hit 200, I shave it off. Everyone gets to see my baby, like fucking like skin, like face, everything. That's it.
Get some. This guy's gonna put a lot of baby oil the next day on
I'm like, yo,
the
honestly, I'm probably just gonna wear a mask the whole time, so it just covers my face. That's it. I'm just gonna wear a mask the whole time.
pile. Okay, yeah, sure.
But yeah, yo, this is the challenge. So I mean, you have 1 month starting today. So let's, hey, yo, let's get it, yo. The fate of the beard is in your hands. Let's do this.
I'm telling you, just do it. This is gonna be something. y'all want to see and something I want to see. So help me out, all right? Just help me out, okay? Just help me out. I've been trying to shave his beard up for so long, all right?
I know my mom wants to see it so badly. She's like, no, just shave it. My mom wants to see it so badly. So I know there's a lot of
people. There you go. Help on Tia, bro. Like, you know, just.
A lot of people want to do it. A lot of people. But yeah, how was New Year's for all you guys? How was it?
No, honestly, bro, same year, new shit. Nothing changed.
Yeah, bro. New Year's, same shit, bro. But...
It's not even 2021. It's 2020 part two. That's what it is.
Bro, I'm telling you, 2021 has been pushed back to next year. All right, we're still in 2021. No, 2020, sorry.
Yeah, it's part two, yo. That's what I'm saying. It's not even 2021.
Yo, I remember back in the summer, I'd be like, oh yeah, 2021 is going to be a better year. You know, COVID is going to be gone and shit. And we're still here with the new variant now. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't know. COVID's gone. But COVID-20's back. So that's it. COVID-19's gone. COVID-20's now.
Yeah, that was the new variant. Yeah. They say even if you get the vaccine, though, it's still effective. The vaccine is still effective.
Well, that's the good news about it. So,
the good news about it is they just say that this new one, it just kind of spreads a lot faster. That's one of the main things. Mm-hmm. But
it does the same amount of damage anyway. So,
other than that, you can't really do anything. I mean, New Year's, you just watch. I mean, I was watching the countdown stuff too, the one that happened in New York Square and everything like that. It's not the same. It's not the same at all. It was so much more emptier. Like, it's not,
bro, my countdown was so off, man. I was watching. We were watching CP24 and then whatever, getting ready for the countdown.
Yeah.
And we're just all busy. We look at the time. And then my sister was on her fucking phone and she was like, yo, it's already 12 o'clock. Happy New Year. And we look at the CP24 time. It's a minute late. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? So like, the timing was so off.
Hold on.
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't the same, but I mean, you gotta look at the year this way. Like, imagine what we all came through, like what we went through in 2020, that whole year, and just, you know, like, you just gotta be thankful, like, yo, you're still, you know, like, everything's good health, and just gotta, you know, stay on top of things in 2021. Make sure, you know, you're following all rules. Stay healthy. Have your vitamin C. You'll make, you know, have your tea and everything, you know, may have everything, you know.
Yeah, if there's one thing that 2020 taught me is that, you know, keep your mental health your top priority.
Oh yeah. 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 With everything going on right now, you definitely just, like, you know, like, help yourself.
Yeah.
Fucking, you gotta look out for yourself.
You gotta be sharp. Mental health's gotta be sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two things right now. That's it.
This is me. Yeah, two main things, though. So what's been going on, yo? What's been going on in the world nowadays? Let's break things down a little bit.
Where should we start?
Bro, shit's going down in U.S., bro.
Yeah, that shit's wild.
Bro, that's fucked, bro. Did you guys see all those people, like, walking to the Capitol and shit?
Yeah, they fucking raided that shit.
They were just walking in there. Like, it was nothing. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to stroll in here. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, bro. That one guy, he was wearing, like, the Viking fucking costume and shit.
That's what I'm talking about, the Simpsons thing, bro.
Yeah, the man just
walked. Man, it's crazy how they freaking guess all this shit, man.
Bro, the fucking man just walks in right into the speaker desk, starts standing on it and shit, and I'm like,
wild.
It's wild.
Yeah, they're like, they took the stand, they're walking around with it, they're just like breaking the windows, and it was just chaotic. It was just thinking of, like, just looking at, like, the amount of people that were there and what they were doing is just chaotic. Like, there was no control at all.
Literally zero, bro. They're like National Guards outside, but they couldn't even do anything.
Nah, bro. Okay, speaking of the National Guards whole situation, like, it's just shocking to see, like, yo, they just literally let him walk in. Like,
yeah.
Like, I seen, like, a video where it looked like they just opened the, remember the barricade fence or whatever?
Yeah.
March right in and
shit. There was a video of one of the cops that were there taking a selfie with someone there.
Yeah, and then fucking.
You're lying.
Oh, he was taking a selfie with them. I was like, bro, are you serious? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, and then there's a video that went viral on Twitter where one of the cops helping one of the ladies down the stairs, like he's holding her hand and stuff, making sure she doesn't fall down, like he's walking her down the stairs. And
man, honestly, I mean, I was looking at online and what they're saying, like everything, like I was really like looking into it. A lot of people saying that there's clearly two sides of America that's very easy to notice now.
Yeah, I think, like, yo, there's two different Americas, man. There's, yeah. Like, and if you guys still, like, don't believe, like, you know, like, white privilege exists, like, that's a perfect example, bro. Like,
everyone saw it yesterday. Everyone saw it.
And, like, yo, they did, like, a peaceful BLM protest by the Capitol, and then you should have seen the number of guards they had out then.
Yeah, the guards that they had there, rubber bullets, tear gas was being used, like crazy amounts back when that was happening. And you just look at yesterday and nothing was happening at all. Like they were just like, oh yeah, go ahead, walk in. Like it made no sense.
It's crazy. Whatever. Canada's the greatest country. I'm gonna say it right now.
Yeah, and then I mean right now they're still talking about it. They're still talking. They want I think what they said, the transfer of power is on the 20th of January. They want Trump out of there before that. That's what their plan is right now.
Bro, this guy's not leaving, man. I don't understand why.
No, I mean, he put the statement out today saying that it'll be a peaceful order, like it'll like where like whatever it'll be done like professionally. I feel like that's just him writing that out there. I don't know if he's actually going to follow through with that. Well, I mean, yo, it's been what, 4 years of this, so it's time to see what really happens now.
Yeah, but the whatever man's got, what he got banned off social media.
Yeah, he's wilding on there, yo. He's wilding out.
Yeah, bro, and like, bro, we should really like hold like our world leaders accountable for this type of shit, cause like, look, these are all Trump supporters, and look what they're doing, like. And it's important for us to like speak up and talk about this because we want to keep these conversations alive because that's like us doing our own part, you know?
Didn't we have a rally here too in front of the US embassy or whatever? In Toronto?
Well, it happened
Yeah.
Was it Toronto or was it Montreal?
Yeah. I think it was Montreal.
It was somewhere. Something like that. I remember. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they had like some. They had some Trump rally going on.
Yeah, it was here. I was kind of confused. Like, what?
Yeah. But I mean, hey, I mean, we're not gonna know. I mean, I don't really care like what Trump says on Twitter anymore because I feel like it's time for something new.
Yep.
So they got his Twitter account. That's not happening anymore for a bit. I feel like they should do the same thing with Modi as well. Don't let him use Twitter or anything like that either. But
he should be banned of all things, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just say something.
Tell me.
You have a problem with Trudeau talking about you, like, hey, you guys should, you know, follow the, like peaceful protesting and stuff. And then you say, oh, why are you getting involved in our situations, our internal matters? But then you talk about what the world witnessed with the US and what happened yesterday is kind of like a situation. Let me see what he said. Distressed to see news about rioting and violence in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So now you're okay with talking about that when Trudeau was saying something, you had a problem? Like, come on.
Yeah, bro. And like, it's baffling like to like read that type of shit because like he's talking about other countries, democracies, whereas in, like he himself is killing the democracy in his own country.
Exactly, man. I don't understand this guy.
It's like he's more focused in other countries than he is in his own.
Like, you have your own situation going on right now. You have not said anything about that. And you are so worried about what's going on in America. Like, what's happening with your buddy? Like, you're so worried about that.
Yeah, and what's the term you used? I think you said distressed.
Distressed, that's what he said.
Yeah,
and like, if like someone should ask him, be like, yo, aren't you distressed what's going on in your nation's capital? Like, you don't see, aren't you distressed at the fact that all these farmers are still there? Like, what, it's been like 45 days now. They're still protesting for their livelihood on the streets.
Exactly.
And now, like, the military and stuff is using expired
tear gas.
Expired tear gas and shit.
I mean,
it's not even the rubber bullets too. It's I seen a video, and it's like those metal casings, and like one shot to the head of like with that heavy ass metal, like it, especially to those elderly farmers, like it can result in an easy death.
Yo, it's messed up, yo. It just
crack a skull, guy.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. I mean, like, it's 2021. It's a new year. Figure out everything was going on. You know, let's get everything in order. Like, let's not do this again. It's weird, yo. It's weird what's going on. I mean, we're only, what, like 7 days into the new year? Come on, man. Like, it's only been a week.
I don't know, bro. Like, this has been an ongoing thing. Like, not just, like, in India, but, like, U.S. as well.
Yeah.
Even back when Martin Luther was talking about, Martin Luther King was talking about like racism and stuff, and you look at what's happening today, it doesn't seem like there's much difference.
No. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Yo, it's just messed up. It's just messed up what's going on.
I don't know, man.
Talking about America though, you guys watched the Canada versus USA gold medal game?
Bye.
Don't even talk about it. I put my money on that Canada.
You lie, actually?
Yeah, bro. I put $50.
I thought Canada had it, but I mean, they lost. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Bro, this last countries, like left, right, and center, and then it comes to America, bro. Like, they choke. What's going on?
Yeah, it's like the kryptonite or something.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, all you can say is, like, yo, jello next time. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
But if there's one thing I'm happy about in the sports world right now, I'm very happy about. I saw Siakam play yesterday.
Siakam's so garbage, bro.
Honestly.
Man's a fidget spinner spinning around.
I have a little bit of hope after what I saw yesterday.
He's a little loose. What?
After what I saw yesterday, I have a little bit of hope in Siakam again. I have hope.
Yeah, bro, I don't know.
He had one good game in the last seven.
Cause yo, this is what I saw. When he's doing well, I see the
other this, right.
Woo-hoo. Huh?
You saw him spinning like a fidget spinner, no?
Yo, that's his just no. The spin moves is trademark, yo. That's his trademark thing.
Look, Bungie's fucking spinning his AirPod case. The Siakam right there.
Woo!
Well, what I realized though is like when Siakam does well, the other players around him do well as well. Like I saw OG doing, like he was actually, OG's been good. Like,
yeah,
he's been doing really well. But like even yesterday, I saw him like get into the paint and he was doing really well yesterday too. I just hope Siakam can keep it going because I mean, I like the guy, I like Siakam. I just want to, you know, just make sure that we do well. That's it.
I mean, obviously, if he's doing well, then it opens up opportunities for his teammates to score better.
Yeah.
For him to attract double teams and always have a man open, like, he needs to be on fire, like yesterday.
But there's one thing you could definitely notice is that losing Ibaka, losing Gasol, it's like a big difference in the team. Big difference.
Yeah.
Like you could tell from the plays. Like, they're, like, coming.
Big guys, bro. We need big guys, though.
Yeah, they used to – Ibaka used to be perfect coming, you know, like he used to be like the big guy in the paint too. He could shoot threes.
Yep.
Gasol has always been that, you know, like the big man who's like good passing game as well. Like he's been really good with the ball. So, I mean, it's really – you could tell there's a difference losing those two guys. Because we're still looking for like a proper center right now. I feel like it.
Yeah. You think Lowry's going to leave next year?
I hope not. I hope. I mean, honestly, Lowry's still, like, even though he's, like, a veteran right now, he's really good even now.
Mm-hmm.
I like Lowry. I think he's, like, when you see someone who gels in with the team for such a long time, you don't really want them to leave.
He just seems like a Raptor for life type.
Even, with DeRozan, too, I had the same thing. Seeing DeRozan leave, I was like, oh, man, like, I don't want to see DeRozan leave. Mm-hmm. I hope DeRozan comes back, to be honest. I hope he comes back.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I would love to see it. The same way I wanted Vince Carter to come back, just for a year. I want to see him come back. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if Kyle Lowry stays, that's amazing. if he ends up leaving, then I'm gonna miss him. But like, yo, it is what it is. Business, yo, it's business.
If Larry leaves, then who's gonna be the face of Raptors then, yo? Freddie?
Yes.
Most likely, yeah, Steady Freddie.
Freddie or Siakam.
I mean, it's just like, it's kind of like a wait and see what happens, yo. It's a wait and see what happens. It's a wait and see also with the Leafs. That's a wait and see too. They got my guy Big Joe there now too. Mr. Joe Thornton.
Yeah, I mean, we should have had him like a what? We'll see what happens.
You know, honestly, what I'm happy with right now though is like we have veteran presence. Like he's the veteran there.
Yeah.
With all the young guys, like I'm pretty sure it'll be a nice, like I feel like there's something you need, you definitely needed that there.
Yeah, let's see.
Fear
the beard.
I hope the Leafs do well, man. And honestly, it's like I want all Toronto teams to do well. I really want the Leafs to do well. Like
I just want to be alive the day.
Yeah, I just want to experience a Stanley Cup championship in my lifetime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think the one, when did they win the last one?
67.
Fuck. In my lifetime, at least in my lifetime, I just want to see them win.
We have a solid group of guys. We have a solid group. It's just about getting it done, yo. That's it. It's about getting it done. Like,
Chara is gone from Boston, yo. You guys hear about that?
Where'd he go again?
Caps. Oh man, that's deadly.
That's not bad, yo. That's not bad.
Chara, oh man, that's yeah. Imagine we took Chara. Oh, damn.
That's not bad. I mean, if we had him, that would be nice too.
That'd be wicked.
It's gonna be interesting. It's playing like how we have our own grouping with all the Canadian teams. It's gonna be interesting how we play all of them. Like we're gonna have to play Montreal a lot too, Ottawa a lot. That's gonna be nice. That's gonna be nice watching that.
Oh yeah. And what else? What else is new?
What else is new? Football, yo. Playoffs are gonna be starting soon. What do you guys think? Ravens, we going, yo. Ravens are going.
Mahomes.
You think you're gonna repeat?
Yeah.
I was thinking, what did I call from the beginning of the season? I called Kansas City versus Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah, but yo, Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers is on fire.
Are you gonna bet money on it now?
Nah, bro. Nah.
Not the same.
Because I'm gonna call it too early.
Yeah, I hope the Ravens do well, man. Honestly, like, I really want to see.
I think Titans are gonna kick their ass. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that, buddy. Ravens, yeah, we coming, yeah, we coming. Big trust. what else we got to talk about, yo?
Yo, I want the Titans show to come back.
I mean, with COVID going on right now. But hopefully it does come back, yo, Titans. That was a really good show.
Yeah.
And
then I'm pretty sure you guys heard about the Ninja Turtles.
What about it?
I don't know if I'm gonna spoil it. I'm pretty sure everyone knows.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, so all right, spoiler free. I mean, you don't have to say anything. I mean, you just be like, it's a movie coming out about the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
But it's not Ninja Turtles. It's Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle, plural. Sorry, singular.
Now, who is it? No one knows yet. I mean, they probably do know, but no one's gonna say it. But it's not Ninja Turtles; it's turtle.
Turtle.
Y'all can't keep your plastic out of the ocean, and you guys killed the turtles, man.
Oh my god!
Childhood being ruined. Fucking Caillou got canceled.
Yo, a lot of people are so happy, yo. They're so happy about it.
Apparently, I never watched it, but I heard he
You never watched it?
Nah, like I watched it when I was like 6, bro. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, like when we were little. Yeah, when we were little. Yeah, yeah.
When I was little, in my journey, I was a cool guy.
I remember Caillou. Remember that was he used to wear that yellow shirt all the time. Like,
isn't that yellow shirt? Oh wait, I'm thinking about the other movie, the other show, the one with Snoopy in it.
Oh, that's the Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, yeah, he has a yellow shirt on too.
I'm trying to think what other, you guys remember the show Pingu?
Yes.
That was my favorite show. There's Pingu.
That thing had so much attitude, bro.
So much attitude, yo.
That fucking Pingu was sassy as hell, bro.
Pingu was there. Do you guys remember a show called Sticking Around?
Yes.
That show was sick. Back then, that was YTV had a lineup of shows.
Cartoon Network as well.
I didn't really have Cartoon Network at that time. I had YTV. I had Teletoon. There was like Channel 25, Channel 45, Channel 51.
Those are the channels. Yes.
Those are the triple threat. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents. That was my show.
Oh yeah, Fairly Odd Parents. Yeah, that show's goated. That's a goat show.
Yeah, that was. Be-
yeah. Sticking around.
Jimmy Neutron was sick too.
Jimmy Neutron was good too. I still remember the movie. I remember the.
Yeah, Recess was sick.
Which one?
Recess. Disney Recess.
Yeah. Oh, about this. Do you guys remember a show called The Weekenders?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo, I used to love that show. I used to love it. So underrated.
The Weekenders.
That was an underrated show.
Is that the one with the skateboarders and shit? Yeah,
I mean, they're kind of skateboarding stuff. They just hang out and stuff. What other shows were there?
Bro, Treehouse, Max and Ruby.
I might not know that.
Fuck. What was it? Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
Okay, that show I'll talk about. I'll talk about that show.
that show used to slap.
I'll talk about that show.
The guy always used to lose his shoes. What are they called? Goulashes.
What are they called?
Goulash or whatever. I don't fucking know.
I don't know what you're talking about now. Damn, this is some next level shit.
Bro, I'm gonna have to find you guys a clip.
You guys remember Pippi Longstocking?
Yeah. Well, she's a beast, yo. She's a beast. Pippi Longstocking, Rugrats. There's that. I hated when they did the Rugrats when they're grown up. I hated that show so much.
Well, all grown up?
I hated it.
It's all these fucking
Well, how do we just start talking all about these shows right now? What the hell just happened?
I don't know.
This is what it is, man. This is what it is.
Ask that question again.
Hmm?
What was that question you asked before?
Oh yeah, so this is a random question I had. I was just thinking, like, yo, if there's, because I was playing with my sister's in-law, their dog and stuff, and I was just thinking, I'm like, yo, if this dog was able to talk, like, how would it be? So I'm like, just like, this is a question, like, if animals could talk,
right?
Let's just say, what animal would be the rudest out of all?
The rudest?
Rudest animal, yeah.
Like any animal, right?
Yeah. Like if they could talk to you. Like, who do you think would be rude when you talk to them? Personally, I think a cat.
A cat? Or
no, cat. I think they hate people, yo.
Yeah, they're like fucking related to Satan or something.
Like, they, I feel like cats hate people. Like, I feel like they're the rudest.
Yeah, a cat will watch you die, I feel like.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, dude. Like, they'll just sit there and just watch you die. Like, they don't even give a fuck.
They're just planning it. They're like, yo, how do I get this guy?
They come sniffing, like, all right, this bitch dead. Fucking walk off.
I think the most clingiest animal, I would say, is a dog. I think that's the most clingiest. That's what I think. I mean, they're always next to you. They always want to be, like, they want the attention from you. You walk out for a second, they start whining. Like, I think it's the clingiest dog.
Would you? I don't know. That'd be like separation anxiety. You know what I mean? Clingy.
I don't.
Clingy, like, you know, just want to hug you, right?
That's getting all psychological out here, yo.
Yeah, I was thinking like, you know, a sloth or like a monkey that fucking the hugs on to the mom.
The sloth's not clingy though.
That is clingy.
No, how's it clingy?
Come on, bro.
I feel like they're just slow.
Yeah, they just like hold on to a tree. That's it.
I feel like a skunk would be rude as fuck. Like they just fart in your face and be like, haha, naksariya. like, how do you like that smell?
No. Well, that actually might be true. I think a skunk might be rude too.
Nasa sartiya.
I think
the most hood would be raccoons.
The most hood?
Yeah, those guys are just walking around in Rexton.
In the streets, yeah, lurking at night.
Yeah, I'd be leaving for work like 4 a.m. and I see like 4 or 5 of them just like ganging up together and I'm like, yo, what if they run up on
me? What you looking at?
They're in a pack the whole time. Hyenas are the same thing, yo, they run in a pack.
Yeah.
I think the most angriest out of all of them, like who I think was just like pissed off all the time, I think would be a gorilla. Me personally.
Yeah, just monkeys in general. I feel like they probably think, like, if they can talk, then I feel like they would be like, yeah, we're better than humans.
Yeah, right? They're just, like, pissed off for no reason. Who else would it be? All right, so we got clingiest, we got rudest, we got angriest, we got, what else is there? What other could be?
Who's just, like, chilling out, vibing?
Chilling out, vibing?
Yeah, like they're just in their own zone. Like they don't give a F.
That I would say would be a sloth.
Yeah, that would be a sloth.
I would say a sloth is the most like the one that buys the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just vibing out and shit.
Yeah, I think for that'd be a sloth for sure. I'm trying to think what else is there. I think a rabbit would be the one that just can't like sit still. It's always like jumping around everywhere. I think a rabbit would be that.
That's funny, bro. I think spiders would be the scariest.
You think so?
Yeah, they'd just be somewhere on your wall and be like, I see you, and you hear them, but you'd be like, where the fuck are you?
What the fuck?
Like, imagine like a spider can talk and you're sitting in your room and all you hear is, I see you, and then you're looking around like, what?
Yeah, that could be true still. I could say
okay. It's not scary, like creepy.
Creepy, yeah, the creepiest one, yeah.
That'd be a centipede, bro.
Alright, let's just change the topics right here, yo. Like, I have another one. I mean, I was just thinking about it. I was thinking about movies, like in the movies that came out. Did you guys see Wonder Woman yet?
Yes.
You haven't seen it yet? Okay, so we can't really talk about Wonder Woman. Herschelman hasn't seen
it. Yo, Herschelman, I swear we told like last week to watch it, bro.
Yeah, I'm working, bro. It's so busy.
Okay, fine. All right, fine.
You guys can talk about it. I heard it's the best movie.
No, I
best
got
movie of our generation.
I got something.
I heard it's the best movie of our generation.
I got something that relates to it. Okay, here's another question. Like, you know how like Wonder Woman takes place in 1984? Ready?
Yep.
Like, you know, like when I was watching it, when I was watching this thing, I saw all the old stuff in there. I was like, damn, you know, like that's some classic shit in there and everything. In like say 30, 40 years from us, like for us right now, 30, 40 years.
They were like 50.
What do you think would be like the most like when you see something, like most nostalgic? Like when you see something like, damn, you know, I remember that thing right there. I remember that. Like in 30, 40 years, like later on, like what do you think would be that?
A Toyota Corolla.
The what?
I guess I said Toyota Corolla. I said this podcast.
Oh man, the most nostalgic.
But I was just like thinking about like in the movie. I'm like, yo, you know, like that stuff was 1984. But when you see some of the old cars, or like you see the radio that they had there, like, damn, yo, like Like, that's pretty, like, now you do everything on your phone. Like, you have the radio on here, everything on your phone. Like, you didn't have that box there and stuff.
No, the iPod Shuffle.
Oh, that USB stick one?
The USB stick one.
I had that. What else would there be?
Oh, your Game Boy Advance? Like, those handheld ones? Game Boy Advance or your PSP, if you had one?
Yeah, like 30, 40 years down the road, that thing was, like, antique.
Yeah.
Flip phones? I don't know.
Flip phones, yeah.
Yeah, flip phones are already there. Like, when we look at a flip phone, we're like, damn, yo, that's old. Like, yeah. We see it right now.
Like, right now, we see it. Trying to think.
Like, even right now, like, when I see, like, you know when I see, like, the vinyl records, like, that player, like, vinyl record player? I'm like, yo, that's old. Like, damn, yo, that's classic.
Yeah. Same thing with VCRs and cassette tapes.
Yeah, even DVDs are like that now, too. Even
DVDs, too, yeah. Like, everything's being streamed and shit.
Yeah.
Like Blockbusters, remember that?
Come on. Future Shop days, you remember that? Come on,
man. Future Shop, oh, man.
But apparently, there's just one Blockbusters in the area is still open. Not in the area, I think some are still open.
Where?
I forgot where it was. Someone made a post. Oh, of them going to that Blockbuster.
Are there still Zellers around here? Is there still Zellers or no? I feel like I read an article where they said there's only one or two Zellers like in Ontario or somewhere.
Are that Target button?
No, I feel like I read an article about a Zellers being somewhere. I was like, damn. I remember when I used to work there in good days.
You worked at Zellers?
Yeah.
How old are you? Oh, boy.
So I used to go there when I was like 3, 4.
Huh?
I used to go there when I was like a kid. Like 3, 4, 5 years old.
My man used to work that time, bro. You time traveling right now? What's going on?
That's Wonder Woman.
1984. Oh, fuck. Oh, this guy came back as Diana, eh?
I don't want to say anything, man. I think we just, that's it for the pod today. I think that's it. I think we're good.
Yeah. I'm done leaving right there.
I think we're good for now. We'll end off the pod on that note. Thank you for subscribing. Continue to subscribe. You know the challenge now. You got to reach 200 if you want to.
200.
Mm-hmm. All right, yo. Peace out. That's the You've Been Notified podcast. Peace.
Still didn't get that.